Well, welcome back to another Pastor's Roundtable. In this week's discussion, we're going to talk about, I think, what everybody wants to hear from us, and that is we've now reentered. We've had our first worship service back in person under our belt. And so just want to hear from all the pastors how they think it went, what sort of feedback they're getting from the congregation, and what they anticipate in the future. Derek, would you mind starting us off?
Hey, Josh. Good to see you. Because we see each other every day, but yeah, it was great. Who'd have thought back in early March, you know, that we would be out of church for 14 weeks? I mean, who would ever have predicted that? It was great to be back. You know, Gabe was on vacation, and I wanted him to have a, you know, I don't have to prepare a sermon kind of vacation. So I ended up doing all three. I haven't preached three times on a Sunday for a long time, and I was worn out on Sunday evening. I mean, everything went well. David Lawton needs to be praised to the hills because he had done a lot of preparation in terms of the practicalities. You know, everybody's got an opinion, and some probably think we're over the top, but it is what it is. And in order to get unity, you know, all these rules and regulations came into being. When I first walked out, I thought everyone looked like owls, like barn owls. All you could see were two little eyes and big eyes. And so it was a little odd. You know, you couldn't detect whether people were frowning or smiling or, but it was just great to sense that there were more than typically we've had 8 or 9 people in there. Especially, I think, at the 11 o'clock back in the sanctuary. We're going to tweak a few things next week, I think, when people are exiting. We're making people sit and listen to Thomas play the postlude, which I like a lot. But then everything went kind of quiet, and it was kind of creepy. Everyone was sort of going out, and no one was talking. And so I've asked Thomas to play some hymns or something during that exit part. Make it feel a little more comfortable. But, you know, the fascinating thing is that if you take out the ushers and others that were working, it was actually less than 15% of our normal intake on a Sunday, if you count all three services. And that's pretty much in line, you know, with some of the Greenville churches. And we thought, you know, ours would be bigger. You know, July 4 probably has a part to play in it. My guess is that folk are going to sort of ride it out for a couple of weeks, 3 or 4 weeks maybe, to see how things go and then possibly return. And then we've got to make some decisions as to how we facilitate that. Mm. But it was very important, I think, to get our feet in the door and very glad to see the governor and his wife there with a mask on. And I thought that was a wonderful example that he set.
Yeah, you had a mask on too. I think it was the first time.
Well, yes. When we had the trial one on the Thursday, I didn't wear one for the very reason that taking it on and off is really complicated with a microphone on your ear. Now, I've since found a different mask, but I think I needed to set an example, too.
Yeah, I thought that was really important, and I appreciated it as well. And I knew that there was going to be some technical difficulty there, but, I mean, you handled it with a plume. You did a great job.
I'm thinking of getting one of those plastic things that people are now wearing on their chest.
Yes.
You know, and or maybe the cone of shame.
The dogs can really sympathize with you there.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay, how about you, Gay? Anything particularly from you about the reentrance that you saw or noted or that you're hearing?
Yeah, Josh, I join with Derek in echoing his praises for David Lawton and our deacons for doing such an amazing job of – I felt it ran extraordinarily smoothly, without a hitch, felt very safe. Singing with a mask on was not that bad. Being together made it all worth it for sure. And then Derek's two sermons on Nehemiah 8 were such a blessing to me and my family on the first corporate worship service after the exile. Though, as he noted, there was probably more before then, but I just thought it was a wonderful handling of those two texts. So it really was a special time for us and our family to get back into corporate worship. I do think we'll see, like Derek said, the numbers go up with folks getting back into it. I would encourage anybody listening that the ultimate precautions have been taken for safety. And based on the available evidence we have, I think it makes it very clear that we're doing everything we can, and you should feel safe coming back to worship at First Pres. So very grateful for that. Very grateful for the preaching of the word and for everything else we heard this past Sunday. And so I think my biggest impression was gratitude at being back with God's people. And I think the biggest standout to me was how much it affects me to be with other people worshiping the living and true God, and not doing it via a screen, not doing it by mediation, as it were, but by being in person. So that was just an extraordinary blessing to me on the Lord's Day. So hope to see a lot of folks there this coming Sunday.
Yeah, amen. And, you know, we were at home. We worshiped at home. We have a child who's 4, and so, you know, kids 5 and under, it's hard to keep them not getting into other people's private and personal spaces. And so we've tried to keep that at home. And so I was at home leading worship from there. But even being at home, just seeing people in the pews was wonderful. It did give you a sense of corporate worship that you felt like you had been missing for 14 weeks. Derek, I did have a question for you. How long had you been thinking about that particular text? Is that something you just picked last week, or had that been rolling around in your mind for when we came back it would be a good text?
No, it was last week. I just felt it was important to have a text that resonated with the moment, and it's a unique moment. I mean, I've never had a moment like that before, and it just occurred to me that Nehemiah 8 seemed appropriate.
Well, I thought it was incredibly appropriate, and that's why, I mean, I thought, man, Derek must have been thinking about this for months and had this text ready, because it just seems so appropriate. So, well done. I mean, I loved it.
Can I mention something else? And I'll let David Lawton explain perhaps one or two of the mechanics, but we are going to try and fill up the evening service a little more. It was probably like a third full.
Right.
And allow folks at a certain point during the week to go twice, once in the morning and once in the evening. Obviously, there's some logistics we have to think about, but I'll let David speak to that.
Brian, thoughts that you have?
Yes, thank you, Josh. Like Gabe and Derek both said, it was great to be back together. There was a real sense of joy. It was good to see people. If only see their eyes. You know, I didn't see any smiles because they recovered, but I did see a lot of smiling eyes, and that was very nice. There was a sense, this being a little bit of an Ebenezer moment for us, you know, collectively saying by Matt together, the Lord has helped us out this far. You know, we've come through this. The Lord is getting us through this by His grace, and that was, as Gabe pointed out, just a thankful time, a time of gratitude. So thrilled to be getting back together, if only through small steps. There was also for me a little tinge of sadness, just because, you know, with our senior members, there weren't many there, and there probably won't be for a little while. So I am sad for them that many of them cannot come just yet or aren't comfortable coming, but all in the Lord's good and perfect timing. And, I do sense that this is a long process, but it was a huge step, and it was just great to be back together overall.
Yeah, and I actually think that recognition of those two pieces, as I've talked to people, it is a lot of excitement, a lot of joy. We're getting back together, but there is a tinge, not much, but there's a tinge of sad. That it is the way that it is currently, that we have to wear face masks, that we have to be so far apart, that we can't fellowship and talk to each other afterwards. And who knows how long this becomes the normal for us. But if people aren't ready for that piece of it, if they didn't get a chance to worship with us in person next time, I think they might be surprised that they experience both of those things at the same time. David, thoughts?
Yes, thanks, Josh. You know, for me, worship every Sunday is an anticipation of glory. Hmm. but especially this past Sunday, not having been in public worship with my brothers and sisters in Christ, to come together, even with the limitations, with the restrictions. I miss that some, for various reasons, weren't able to join in last week, and hopefully in the near future they will, but an anticipation of glory to come. I think when I was in seminary, and most of us, we probably heard the expression already and not yet, not so much with reference to worship, but with reference perhaps to the Lord's full and final redemption and consummation of everything through our triumphant Savior Jesus. But for me, I thought of that phrase, already and not yet. We've returned to worship. We're experiencing the joy of worship together, and yet we have anticipation of our worship being heightened and improved as the Lord enables us and as the Lord is at work even through this virus. So I'm anticipatory of good things to come and the Lord's good and kind working among us. One of the things I'm thankful for as well is the way in which our members have stepped forward. The ushers, greeters, those who are helping in the screening areas, each and every staff, Elena, Tyler, Dietrich, and her helping us with registration, and Barbara Diller, and so many, Dan Cole and his team, to help us to bring our joyful praise to the Lord. And certainly we're so thankful for each one. Derek mentioned that we desire that members join us as they are able to in worship. And initially, we thought that it may be wise for a member to register for just one of our three services, either the 8:30, the 11, or the 6 p.m. service. But we've received some input, wise counsel, and those who are ready to return at a certain point in the week, and you can stay tuned to our website or to our church app. You can register for a service Monday at 9 a.m. when that RSVP portal is open, but later in the week, that's still yet to be determined. It may be Thursday. We want everyone who is registered to be able to come, but there will be likely a provision whereby people could sign up for an additional worship service, which would be wonderful. We desire that the services be full to the glory of the Lord. So stay tuned. Take a look at the website, the podcast, the app, rather, for more details about being able to register for more than one service.
That's great. And you know, the evening service was always a favorite. It's so warm, and you just get to be with the family of God in a way that the morning service, it's just different. Characteristically, it's different. And so I can't wait to see that service as full as it once was with the people that we had in there, and really all of our services full again. And to be able to sing in kind of full throat without worry about mask and all, that's just not where we are currently. And so I really appreciate that already and not yet sort of phraseology, David. I think that's a really good way to look at it. We're already back, but we're not yet worshiping the way that we hope to worship in the future. Derek, would you mind closing us in prayer this week?
Sure. Father, we do thank you for bringing us back together again. And our hearts especially go out to our seniors and others who don't quite feel that it's time for them, and we thank you. Thank you for their patience, and thank you for their willingness to comply for this season, and pray that you would richly bless them. So watch over us as a congregation, and keep this virus away from us, we pray, and help us to walk in your ways and fear your great name. And all of this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Josh.
All right.
Thanks, Dennis.
Bye.
See you all later.
Bye.